أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال لفتيانه اجعلوا بضاعتهم في رحالهم لعلهم يعرفونها إذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم لعلهم يرجعون فلما رجعوا إلى أبيهم قالوا يا أبانا منع منا الكيل فأرسل معنا أخانا نكتل وإنا له لحافظ صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had accommodated his brothers, he had given them royal treatment, and then he had given them their measure. However, the measure of Binyamin was not given, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to them that bring your brother, that is Binyamin, on your next trip to Egypt. If he does not come, then nobody will get any grain, any measure of grain whatsoever. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam then said to his workers, those that were working under him, وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ جَعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ. He said to his servants, place the capital, the money that they had brought to purchase the grain, place it together, فِي رِحَالِهِمْ, in their belongings, in their goods. In other words, return the money that they have brought. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَنْ قَلَبُوا. Put it in such a way that when they return home, they will recognize it, they will see it, they will know it. إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ, when they return to the family, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may be able to come back once again to Egypt. Now there are few issues that we discuss with regards to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in this point. That on the one hand, he has asked them to bring their brother. On the other hand, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's father, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, is in Canaan. It is obvious that he is grieving and he is still sorrowful regarding the loss of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He would have probably heard that from his brothers also. The one question that would always arise, that when he reached Egypt in the first instance, after he had come out from the well, he was in the house of the governor of Egypt, the Aziz of Misr. He could have somewhat, somehow, very secretly sent a message to his father to say that I am well, I am living, I am in a good way. Thereafter, he comes to the throne of Egypt and he has now all the means to have sent some message to his father regarding his well-being. But Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam does not do this. So the commentators have responded to this question that understand, he is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This would have been common practice. However, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is under the revelation and the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have revealed to him that you are not to make your identity known, that you are Yusuf. Secondly, you are not to send out any message to your father regarding your well-being. Now there is this issue that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had asked his servants to take that money, whatever they had brought to purchase, and to return it. This is what we will call amanat. This is government funds that is supposed to come into the government treasure. So the very simple response to that is that Yusuf alayhi salam, again, he is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he would have made good whatever the purchase price be from his own personal funds. In other words, he paid for the full amount of grain, the full measure, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam returned whatever they had brought back to them. Why did he return it? There are different dimensions from this that sometimes we can see when a person brings the money to purchase. We can see that this money is about the last that a person has. Maybe they bring some coins or a lot of coins, they bring a lot of loose notes in our terms. In those days, what they had brought was coins and also jewelry that were worn by the ladies of the home. So obviously it was clear that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had known that whatever was available was brought, and now there is very little left back home. So that is why he sent it back to them. And this will also, like the ayat is saying, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so this will now entice them to come back once again, because they will know the generosity of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and also for the road they would require some amount of money to spend, to come, to undertake the journey, and hence Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had done this. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ, when they had returned to their father, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, they said to their father, مُنِعَ مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ, that one kale, one person's measure, had been prohibited from us. In other words, we did not receive the measure of our brother Binyamin, and that was understandable. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا, send on the next occasion with us our brother Binyamin, نَقْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, so that we will acquire that one measure. We spoke about it, that it was one camel's load, approximately 200 kilograms. But obviously this was not only for 10 brothers and the father. They had already by then had families, they had married, they had children. It was for the broader family. And this amount, whatever was taken, was not going to be sufficient. They had already foreseen that they will have to make this trip once again back to Egypt. So now they asked their father to send Binyamin. Obviously, the instruction from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, wa inna lahu lahafidun, certainly we will be protective over him, like the same words they used when they asked the father in the first instance to send Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with them, the same word they use now, that we will be protective over Binyamin. And in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the kindness of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the generosity of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, that feeling for his family also, that he had understood and realized there is not sufficient back home. But obviously Yusuf alayhi salam is not in a position under wahi of Allah to divulge his identity at this point in time, and hence Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam does what he does with returning whatever they had brought to purchase. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.